the idea of a black president. For much of the U.S. populace, the idea of a black president is one so new, so novel, that it forces many people to think of it as if it is barely possible, as if it is the stuff of fiction, not fact. Of course, time will tell if that is more than that. But for millions of people who share this land space we call North America, the idea is neither new nor groundbreaking. That's because there are some 100 million people in Mexico. In their country, had a black president some 178 years ago. It was during their war for independence from Spain when a warrior emerged who was a black Indian named Vicente Guerrero. In his first battle, he was commissioned a captain. As the independence war raged on, the leading revolutionaries either died or were captured. Guerrero fought on, leading 2,000 men into the Sierra Madre Mountains to continue the fight. By 1821, the Mexicans were prevailing over the Spanish, and Guerrero was hailed as an incorruptible independence fighter. In 1829, he became president of Mexico, and as William Lauren Katz writes in his book, Black Indians, he began a program of far-reaching reforms, abolishing the death penalty, and starting construction of schools and libraries for the poor. He ended slavery in Mexico, yet because of his skin color, lack of education, and country manner, he was held in contempt by the upper classes in Mexico City. The great black historian J.A. Rogers considered Guerrero the George Washington and Abraham Lincoln of Mexico. Guerrero began his public life as an illiterate mule driver who got bit by the bug of the Mexican independence struggle. In that time of revolution, change, and transformation, a black man became president of the second largest country in North America. Today, 178 years later, we still wonder if such a thing is even possible. What does this say about the United States of America? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.